Hi, I'm Brian Buchalter, NCSM's Director of Professional Learning, and welcome to Learning with Leaders. We're all math people. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, NCSM President Katie Arrington, as we talk with bold leaders and influencers about their math journeys and contributions. Today, we will hear from our special guest about their inspiration, perceptions, and insights about instructional decisions that make mathematics welcoming and engaging to a broad audience. Listen and learn about how beliefs, practices, and policies must continue to advance to ensure that each and every person sees themselves as a capable and powerful mathematical thinker.
Hello, listeners. I'm Katie Arrington. Welcome to the NCSM podcast, Learning with Leaders. Continuing our series, We're All Math People, today's episode is a chat with two of our NCSM Board of Director colleagues who are responsible for coordinating the experience we know as NCSM's annual conference. It's my pleasure to introduce you to today's special podcast guests, conference planners extraordinaire, Jenny Novak and Grace Ann McKay. Jenny Novak is an educational leader with a passion for supporting quality mathematics education as a supervisor and a coach at the district and state levels. Jenny is currently the Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessment in Howard County Public Schools in Maryland and serves as a Mathematics at Work Associates for Solution Tree. Ms. Novak is co-author of Mind the Gap for Mathematical Understandings, grades 6-8, and a lead author for the NCSM publication Culturally Relevant Leadership in Mathematics Education. Jenny has been an active member of NCSM for several years and has served on the board since 2020. She currently serves as first vice president, which is program chair for the 56th NCSM annual conference, which will be held in Chicago this September. Grace Ann McKay is an educational leader passionate about fostering a community of teachers and students who think critically and work towards becoming mathematicians, pattern seekers, and problem solvers. She also likes being a bit extra, or so she has been told. Grace Ann is currently the Director of Advanced Academics in Denton Independent School District in Denton, Texas. Previously, she was the Secondary Mathematics Coordinator in Denton for 17 years. She regularly serves on the program committee and has chaired the Conference for the Advancement of Mathematics Teaching, or CAMT, in Texas. In 2023, Grace Ann received the Nancy Trapp Leadership Award from the Texas Council of Teachers of Mathematics, or TCTM, for her continued contributions to mathematics education, as well as her outstanding leadership at the local and state level. Ms. McKay has been an active member of NCSM and its Texas affiliate TASM for over 17 years and currently serves as the NCSM conference coordinator. She's looking forward to the 56th annual NCSM annual conference, which she confirms will be the premier professional learning experience for math leaders this September in Chicago. I'm so excited to have you both. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes. It is so awesome to be here.
Woo-hoo. Yes, we're excited to have you guys on here. We have been waiting to talk about this year's annual conference with our listeners. So again, to both of you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Before we get into all of the great things planned for this year's annual conference, first, give our listeners a little taste of what does it take to coordinate an event at the level like NCSM's annual conference?
Well, let's just say that the work starts almost 2 years in advance. And there is a 14-member committee plus at least 100 volunteers that take on the work. It starts with the development of the theme and the strands. There's volunteer coordination. We have folks who review the proposals. We select and build the conference. We have people who develop relationships with our sponsors and vendors. We have people who are in charge of marketing and promoting the event. We have folks who are making arrangements with the facilities. So the nice thing about it is there's a lot of work that goes into planning such an amazing conference like NCSM puts on every year. But there, you know, many hands make light work, right? So it's a lot of work, but we have a lot of dedicated folks who make it such a fabulous event each year.
All right. And look, before we even start talking about the conference with what you just said, Gracie, we got to give a shout out to everybody that's helping make this conference a reality. So thank you to all the volunteers, committee members, board members, NCSM members. Just thank you all, Gracie, and thank you, Jenny. Thank y'all for making this the experience we look forward to year in and year out.
Huge kudos to those of you guys that are doing this day in and day out, and to all those people who contribute along the way. We couldn't do it without you. And it's such a great event. If you haven't been and you're listening to this, you should definitely plan to come. So this year's conference will be held in September, September 23rd through 25th in Chicago. I think I've already said it three times, but we're going to say it a few more just in case to make sure you know exactly when and where it is. And the theme of the conference is breaking barriers with bold mathematics leadership, which I'm so excited about. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. What made you guys decide on this theme? And what's the goal for this year's conference?
So picking a theme was not easy. So when I came into this role and learned I was going to be program chair for the Chicago conference, the first thing I really wanted to do was learn more about the city of Chicago. So how can we kind of make a connection to the city in which we're hosting this particular event? And so I did a lot of research online and I learned a lot of really cool, interesting facts about Chicago. Things like individuals that have Chicago as their hometown ended up being like the first African-American Nobel Prize winner or the first Pulitzer Prize winner, first female African-American senator, our first African-American president resided in Chicago. And other cool things like the Chicago creators were the first animated cartoon character. The first first skyscraper at the Home Insurance Company was designed and built in Chicago. The Chicago's L train system was the first elevated railway. Chicago is the home of the original brownie and deep dish pizza. I mean, so there's so many different cool things. The first all-color TV station debuted in Chicago. So I was reading through all these fun facts and just words started to populate in my head. And really, I was thinking about Chicago itself as a city that broke barriers. And from that, that's kind of where the theme started to emerge, and then it just started to really take shape in terms of what we wanted to do for this conference.
When we really think about the goals for the conference, we really want, as we've mentioned, it to be a premier learning experience for math leaders. We want it to be an opportunity for them to learn and grow, a chance to recharge, an opportunity to network, connect, and contribute to the math leader community. And so much of their time throughout the year is spent feeding and supporting others. And we really want this conference to be an opportunity for them to be fed.
Ooh, wait. I'm home and I have my maracas right here. I love it, Gracie. I think you really hit a point there in that many of us in these leadership roles in math education really support others. Sometimes what I call full time, right? Like you're never really off. You're answering emails, phone calls, offering any kind of support that you can. But leaders deserve to be fed as well, right? Mm-hmm. So what a nice experience where our leaders can come and, like you said, recharge and get connected with others. And I think we all leave energized after the conference to return back to our home sites and go ahead and put our hand to the plow and start or continue the work we have in progress. So leaders, come out, get recharged, refill your cup, literally and figuratively. So Gracie, you mentioned, you or Jenny, you mentioned that part of the planning process is also thinking about structuring the conference. So you mentioned that there are usually strands that fall or support our theme of the conference. And so let's talk about some of the sessions this year and how they're being organized. So this year, I read that the presentations have been organized into one of four strands. So we have disrupting disrupting the status quo, overcoming challenges, eliminating structural, cultural, and or instructional barriers, and breaking through coaching to support change. Can you guys give us a little sneak peek or a little insight on each strand?
Absolutely. This is my favorite thing since we're talking about the program. First, I just want to share, I think that these strands really resonated with our members. We had the largest number of proposals we've ever had in NCSM. We had close to 600 proposals that crossed all four of these strands. And so we had a lot to choose from. It also made us sad that we didn't have, you know, double the conference space, because we probably would have filled it with all of those as well. We were able to narrow this down. We only had space for about 200-ish sessions. And so we tried to take a sampling from each of these strands. And so I'm just going to talk really quickly about each of these and just give you a couple of titles that are not our majors and not our spotlight, so you can just get a couple of snapshots of what some of these concurrent sessions are, because we have a phenomenal lineup. Not only our big speakers that we've seen, you know, that are returning, but we also have a number of new sessions and just different spotlights that you might not have seen in past sessions. So the first session strand is disrupting the status quo. And this is really focusing on challenging longstanding practices or beliefs that are not aligned with research or best practice for teaching and learning. And this also might include things like culturally relevant practices as well. So a couple of titles I want to read out for you that you might find in this strand. Designing strengths-based grading rubrics that strengthen teacher clarity and collective teacher efficacy. Supporting advanced knowledge in mathematics for Black learners at secondary schools. Breaking barriers to mathematical success, centering instruction on students' multilingual and cultural strengths. Not your model minority, interrogating the phrase Asian American in mathematics education. And mind meets machine, elevating mathematics mastery with tech-infused classrooms. So that's kind of the snapshot of disrupting the status quo. This is five sessions out of 50-some for that particular strand. Next, we have overcoming challenges. And in this strand, you're going to find sessions that focus on how leaders overcome challenges as they support a vision for effective mathematics instruction. And that could be at the classroom, it could be at the school level, or it could be at a district level as well. So a couple of session titles to read for you from that. Beyond A, B's, and C, 83's, supporting mathematics teachers implementing grading reform. This doesn't work in my classroom, how and why educators adapt high quality instructional materials and how to reimagine implementation support. What are the barriers to mathematics intervention and how do we overcome them? Assessments as a dialogue, rethinking assessments to center learners. And then bringing joy and humanity to high school mathematics. Our third strand is eliminating structural, cultural, and or instructional barriers. And that session is just what we talk about here, is really supporting educational equity and actively work to eliminate these barriers that also might address unproductive beliefs and also policies and practices that support inequity. A couple of session titles to highlight. So many ways, using multiple means of expression to design equitable assessment opportunities in high school mathematics. Addressing practices that support inequities, teacher mindset, classroom, and systemic shifts. I will show up community engagement as a pathway to mathematical connection. And re-envisioning IEP goals, build from strengths and focus on mathematical thinking to remove barriers to grade level content. And then the fourth strand, which we know we love our coaches, and we have so many coaches that have been really getting involved with NCSM, we have a strand just for you, and that is breaking through coaching to support change. And this is really to help everyone from our novice coach up through our very experienced coach, continuing to build their skills and learn from others in this field. So we have a couple of session titles that might be new and interesting. Coaching the Gen Z Teacher, supporting the next generation of math teachers K-12. Breaking through the difficult conversation barrier, facilitating challenging conversations through effective coaching moves. How to train special educators and mathematics teachers to effectively collaborate. Coaching teams through change, a concerns-based adoption model approach. And leading for lasting change, how new leaders can build relationships to foster school culture and capacity for change. So those are our sessions at a snapshot. And you heard just a few of the many over 200 titles that we'll be featuring in Chicago.
Jenny, I love that you started that with, we only had space for about 200 sessions. 200 sessions is so many. And at the same time, we wish we could accept so many more because there were so many good proposals. So tons of great stuff to see at this conference. Also, great proposals from those of you who sent them in who didn't get in. We loved your proposal. Please send them in again. Try again next year because we've just got a ton of great folks and we want to get new voices and just lots of people in on this conference because there's so much to talk about. So speaking of so much to talk about, one highlight of the annual conference is the opportunity to hear firsthand from bold leaders, many of whom we look to for guidance and resources. Tell us about some of the keynote and major speakers slated to present this year. It's always exciting to hear about their talks.
So we have an exciting lineup of speakers this year, everywhere from the keynote to majors and spotlights, and then to the many concurrent sessions. And you just heard a couple examples that we're going to be offering. We're going to be kicking off our conference with our opening keynote speaker, Denise Fort, and she's the president and CEO of the Education Trust. She is one of the country's leading voices on education equity and has been named one of the Washingtonians' 500 most influential people. I'm super excited because she is a fierce advocate for employing evidence-based strategies to create high-achieving learning environments that really turn barriers and gaps into bridges and pipelines for students of color and students from low-income backgrounds. And I feel like this is the perfect match for our theme of this particular conference.
And so we have several major speakers whose names you're going to recognize. And so we're excited to have sessions from Dr. Rachel Lambert, Dr. John Staley, and Dr. Christopher Childs, Dr. Peter Lildehall, Donna Leek and Sarah Buchek, Grace Kalamanik and Amy Lucinta, Dr. Mike Flynn, Dr. Tim Kainald and Mona Tonchev, John Sangiovanni, Dr. Julie Dixon, Graham Fletcher, Nakora Plaka, Dr. India White, Dr. Jenny Bay Williams, and Eris Winger. And you can see their session titles and descriptions on the conference website now. So if you go to the conference website, under the speakers tab, you'll be able to see all of those major speakers. And it has their session title. And if you click on that, you'll be able to see a description of their sessions as well.
Wow, what a slate of speakers.
But that's not all. There's one more, Brian. So to close our conference, we actually also have a closing speaker too. So our closing speaker this year is Brian Butler. He's a speaker, author, and a former principal. He's made significant contributions to educational institutions, and he offers guidance to thousands of schools. His expertise lies in coaching teacher teams, guiding school leadership, and really facilitating collaboration with all school stakeholders. And his passion really is around this idea of fostering collaborative school cultures that unlocks the limitless potential inherent in every student. He's the author of the book, Every Student Deserves a Gifted Education, 5 Shifts in Nurturing Each Student's Unique Strengths, Passions, and Talents. And so it was really part of that disrupting the status quo. And so he will be a nice complement and close to our conference.
All I have to say is,
Maracas.
Yes, maracas all around for that one. Listen, as y'all were sharing some of the speakers who will be here, I felt like you were reading my list of math education heroes and sheroes. Like, to be in the same space with some of these people and to be able to hear their thoughts and feel their energy and have conversations and interact and dialogue with them, I'm excited now. Let's just fast forward to September, right?
I'm feeling the comic book, bam, pow, as you read through this. Just like everyone, so excited.
Yes. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, nice. Well, listen, you guys have like an interesting role as planners, but really you also get to maybe hopefully participate a little bit in some of the conference festivities. As participants and planners, what are some of your favorite parts of the conference and what are you looking forward to at this year's conference?
So first, I need to say that the NCSM conference is one of my favorite weeks of the year because I know that I have the chance to really learn, connect with other leaders, and reflect on my own leadership. And so I love the session choices the conference brings, and I love to try to balance you know, hearing from some of those tried and true favorite speakers, as well as hearing from some new voices that are in the field. And I think that you'll be able to do that in this particular conference. I also really enjoy opportunities to network. And so we have a leadership exchange that allows you a chance to be able to connect with other leaders and attend some of the sponsor events too, including our happy hour in the vendor area, which I'm excited that we are bringing back this year.
So I'm really looking forward to being fed. So, and I mean that figuratively and literally. And so it's going to be a beautiful venue in a vibrant city. Like Jenny did mention that deep dish pizza call out to Chicago earlier. And something that is kind of funny that I really look forward to with the conference is bag stuffing. And so if you don't know what bag stuffing is, if you have not experienced that, let me tell you, you are missing out. What? But don't worry. We can hook you up. What you do is when you register, you can fill out the little volunteer form and we will let you experience the joy of bag stuffing. It is truly a work of art and quite an amazing experience to be a part of. Also, like Jenny, I'm a fan of the happy hour, which is going to be phenomenal. In fact, this year we will have two bubbles bars and the snacks won't be bad either.
You know, bubbles bars are amazing. Gracie, and I think bag stuffing is the party you want to be at, right?
That's right. That's right.
Like, it sounds like we're joking, but we're really not. There's music, there's dancing, there's networking. Y'all, I've made some of the best connections at bag stuffing. So don't miss out. Get yourself on that list.
Yes, volunteer.
All right. Well, so you already spilled the beans a little bit about the Bubbles Bar and Happy Hour. But tell us, every year there's special surprises and new additions. Is there anything that you can tell us about this year, about what you have planned? Maybe give us a little teaser.
So we are hoping to add some additional networking opportunities. And so we are looking to add some more meetups this year. And then there is a little something in the works as a way of encouraging participating in the conference that we're excited about. And I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that getting involved in the conference could prove to be very rewarding. That's the hint.
I'm intrigued.
Yes, it could be very rewarding.
All right, Gracie, and you got me. I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. If I wasn't excited before, I'm definitely excited now, and I'm ready to solve the mystery. Listen, you guys gave us some really good information about this year's conference, what we can expect in terms of things, in terms of the themes, strands, keynote speakers, spotlight speakers, closing speakers, sneak peeks at exciting new features of the conference. I'm ready. I'm ready now. All right. So we're at this point of our time together. That's bittersweet, but we can't wait to hear your thoughts about this. As we wrap up, we always have to ask our guests, since our podcast theme for this series is we are all math people, what would you offer to the person who would say, you know, math just isn't my thing. I'm just not a math person.
Well, sadly, I've heard this exact phrase before. And so when people typically say this to me, I generally respond, it's probably because you didn't have a great math teacher. And this is why focusing on math education is so critically important, so that each of our students can see the value, relevance, and utility of math in their lives.
Yes, big snaps to that, Jenny. I totally agree. When I hear those type of comments, I would offer that oftentimes when people feel that way, that they're coming from a place where they may be limiting their idea of math, maybe into a narrow view of just like solving these torturous, complex equations. But to borrow from Sarah Vanderwerf, like when we view mathematics as the study of patterns, like noticing patterns, describing patterns, generalizing patterns, like this is something that we are literally born doing. Like, we are all natural pattern seekers. So we really, truly all are math people. So, like, we are math people, just like this podcast says.
I love it. Pattern seekers, problem solvers. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you both so much for the time to come talk to us about the conference. Get everybody excited. We are certainly looking forward to it. It's always my favorite week of the year too, Jenny. So excited for this year in Chicago. And Grace Ann mentioned just briefly how beautiful the venue is. You guys, it's so beautiful. You're going to love it. You're going to feel so special. You're going to come. You're going to get your cup filled as a leader in math education. You're going to learn, you're going to network, and you're going to have a beautiful space to do it in. So thank you guys so much for coming and talking to us. Before we leave, is there anything else that folks need to know about how to get more information? Any specifics you want folks to know about the conference?
Well, I would say the easiest thing to do is just Google NCSM 56. Like, if you just Google NCSM 56, that's going to pull up the conference website, right? You can go to www.mathedleadership.org, and you'll be able to also navigate to the 56th NCSM annual conference website page. And then just another reminder, early bird registration ends July the 15th. So you're going to want to go ahead and navigate and get to that NCSM 56th website pretty quickly so that you can get on that early bird registration.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. We're so excited about conference. We hope everybody will join us there. Until September, check out that website, get all the information you need, and get that registration done. July 15th, we extended early bird a little bit so that people, you know, school districts with budgets changing and that kind of stuff, we wanted to give you as much time as possible to get that in. But make sure you get registered ASAP so that you're on the list. We look forward to seeing you there. We hope that you have been inspired by this bold mathematics leadership conversation and will tune into our podcast series each month. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. You can learn more about NCSM, Leadership in Mathematics Education, and our upcoming professional learning events on the NCSM website, mathedleadership.org. You can also follow NCSM on Twitter at mathedleaders and using the hashtag NCSMBold. Until next time.